I'm not quite sure how to do this. But the goal is within 1 hour to have decided what are the top 10 questions in astrophysics and cosmology. And I don't want to actually start by trying to really decide the order 1 through 10. I first am more curious as to whether there's even consensus on, you know, roughly what are 10 questions. So I took the liberty of just ordering things in redshift or distance, just so as to focus the discussion.
Do you think they should be...
And by no means...
Importance has anything to do with that?
So relative importance, I don't want to try to decide.
It's something to do with it, let's say what.
So as a rough scheme, I sort of have these four different categories. I think it's pretty obvious. Sort of planets, stars, galaxies, interstellar medium, extragalactic, so structure formation, early universe cosmology. And then over here, I've got a funny category called exotica, just for those things that, in some sense, maybe we don't know where it is, or we don't know what it is, and so we don't know where to put it in these four. So if there are any top questions that, in some sense, are exotic, we'll put them over here. So I guess what I'd like to do first is maybe just... So I've got my list, some people have lists, and I think maybe the best way to do it is for those... So who has a list with them? One, two, three, four, five. So we got about eight. So I guess as we'll quickly get to repetitions. I guess why don't we just start over here. So Martin, why don't you start? What I'm going to do is put up a quick one, and then we'll just go around and see it. It might just be 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, I have two problems, actually. I thought in one case, maybe there's only two real problems, as far as I can see. That's dark matter and formation of everything we know. But it's a bit less...
Can you be more specific?
what I meant to say, actually, is that evolution, as far as I can see, of almost everything, is much less of a problem than formation.
So what is dark matter?
What is dark matter? And then, I guess, that is sort of how much is baryonic, are there different fractions for different scales, and how about alternatives at the moment?
Sorry, hang on a second. So you're giving me four here, or one?
No, it's subparts.
No, I don't want the subparts, because we'll go,
okay,
so we've got to get around. So what is dark matter? What was the other one?
And then it's formation. So there's stars, planets, and a few amount of galaxies. I think that's much less of a problem. So star formation and planet formation.
Okay.
My next two.
Star formation, and then you also had structure formation, right? Is that what you're saying?
How do galaxies form?
How do galaxies
form? But I think it's not, just forget that, that's numbering 10 for me, so.
Okay,
Then I have how does matter behave at very high density? This is the only neutron star.
That's exotic, yeah. Maybe stars, actually. Yeah.
This includes indeed strange matter, so in that sense it's important.
Okay.
What sets the properties of convection? I guess that's stars too.
How does convection operate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now the general one is what's the origin of magnetic fields? And that's definitely galactic scale too.
I'm going to put magnetic field, it's going to come up over and over. I'll put it on exotica for now. Formation and evolution of B?
Yeah.
Where? What was the site? Scales.
Both stars and galaxies and planets.
Okay, fine. It's all scales.
What is the behavior of neutrinos? And there I meant supernova explosions and the solar neutrino problem. I decided that those would probably be the same. maybe solar neutrinos.
I mean, we're going to erase some of these, so go ahead.
Yeah. What's the real nature of stellar mass explosions? And this includes ERBs exploded by force and ejection of the antelope and supernova.
these questions are too big. I guess you can cover everything this way.
Well, that's why I came with two questions only. And then I still have how the central black holes in AGN form. And then the last one you have to break.
Okay.
Okay. The rest of my time.
Okay, so. Okay, well, sticking with the axiom that one man's treasure is another man's trash, we will approach from a different point of view. I have, was there a beginning of time in the universe? And if so, what was before that? What does it mean? What does it mean to have the beginning of time? And how is that related to entropy, for example, in the universe? Are we alone?
I'm going to put that over here, because I think we can only answer nearby.
I think it's a biological
Okay.
How did structure form the universe? Was it a top-down or a bottom-up?
Okay.
What is the geometry of the universe? Are there multiple universes?
Are we alone?
In a different sense. When did galaxies first form?
Okay. How? When? Okay.
Is universe matter, antimatter, symmetric?
Just space over here. Matter, antimatter, symmetry. So, is that a is it or why?
Well, why is it not?
Now, why?
If it's not, why is it?
Okay.
Then I have more mundane things like what are the central engines of quasars and AGM?
Okay, so that's sort of this one. And you believe they're black holes.
Yeah, right. And then I have is our understanding of gravity correct? On the largest scale or the highest scale.
That's not part of my dark matter alone, too.
Not necessarily.
Is this Mond? Yeah. Is this Mond?
Well, not necessarily Mond, but is do we understand gravity? Clearly, at the quantum level, we don't.
Wait, is gravity right? You're asking at large scales.
Okay. Yeah, I'm asking more large scales than high fields.
Explain.
I think I've extended my time.
Okay. Bob?
Right, so I have a lot of overlap, but
that's important.
I should share, yeah. First I asked myself, what exactly is an astrophysical problem? When a guy was driving hard to go, and I decided that an astrophysical problem is one which is a physics problem, but has implications for astrophysical bodies, including the universe, or that it can simply be addressed through analysis of the astronomical observations. So, first question I asked is, what is the nature of the time equal to zero singularity? Which is fundamentally a theoretical question, so that's basically what happens at time given.
Is this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's general relativity and accuracy theory on the scale of the black hole horizon, and also what happens in particle and electrical weak interactions on
black
hole
horizon. Is that one or two?
No. Where?
No.
This is the second one. I think it's
is gravity right at small ones?
Is general relativity right? At the horizon, and how does it unify with
I'm going to put that in exotic
strong and molecular weak. Kind of close to Phil's bottom question.
Phil was at large scale, isn't it?
He also said strong field.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, and strong field. Okay.
So to repeat, what is the nature of dark matter in our galaxy? So that falls into what is dark matter? I think that the values of the cosmological parameters are fundamentally important because they tell us
what's
really helpful.
What is geometry?
What is geometry?
Again, dark matter in the universe, the nature of the lambda constant, which I think actually is exotica. So what is lambda? Why do we have it?
If neither both falls under dark matter.
Okay.
No.
Well, actually, everything in the universe falls under dark matter. Or at least 90% of it.
I mean, lots of things we call dark matter now, maybe.
Count the lights were dark matter, too.
Again, are there life-bearing planets in our galaxy? And can we play chess with this one?
Are you happy to just...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I think it's important to understand what is the nature of the energy source in gamma ray bursts. simply because it's such an unusual energy source.
Can I say what is a PRB?
Can I run back to put it under explosions?
Sorry. I can put it, okay.
It shouldn't be, yeah, 100 stars, sorry.
I don't know if it's starred on.
Yeah, so it should be separate.
I think
it's different than that, yeah.
That's a question?
Yeah, and then mine is a question, my last one is a question of completion, that is, do we know all the phenomena in the universe? Most of the phenomena that we observe in the universe, you know, occur at a rate of many times, you know, at the bright end limit, or if they're transient, a few times per year with present instrumentation. So there are probably a lot of phenomena which occur much less frequently, which haven't been yet observed.
So the question is, are there rare illuminating events?
I conclude.
Okay. So who's next?
Okay. Well, residence matter, residence matter is already there.
Which?
How does matter?
How does matter behave? Okay.
I don't have 10, but central engine of AGN itself, I mean, not just formation, but study what is the central engine of AGN.
Is this related to jets?
Yeah, it's not like the iron line, you know, the iron line X-ray telling about the black hole, where the black hole is rotating. So it's the central engine, what is central engine of AGN?
Does anybody here doubt the central engines are 10 to the 6 solar mass black holes or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you have written up there is how do these black holes form?
This is formation.
What I thought was more like many phases of pulsars. It's like magneta, different kind of pulsars. Now it's getting very complicated. So first it's really different kind of instruments. I don't know how to word it. Well, it can be magnetas.
Origin of magnetic fields and rotation in beautiful stars.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't have 10,
that's
all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Bennett, you have the list?
Yeah. A lot of overlap.
Okay, well, let's hear the overlap. So I definitely want to hear from those who made their list before they came in the room.
Oh, okay. What is
overlap
in
that? Yeah.
Origin of gamma ray bursts.
Okay.
Is the universe accelerating, or so why?
I don't need this.
Do we agree that's this question or not?
No, that's a lambda. Well, yeah, it's a lambda question.
You still don't believe that size 1A is supernova observation.
Just kidding. Measurement. Somebody say, is it really accelerating?
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Geometry of the universe. What is dark matter?
Okay.
Solar neutrino problem. This one probably doesn't sound serious, but it is probably related to how stars die. Why don't supernova codes work? why does the universe have finite baryon number?
That's
finite what? Baryon number.
It's this one.
Under early universe, what happens to high entropy matter above 200 MeV per cubic Fermi, and what are the bulk dynamics? Right. That's low entropy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. So you want an early universe?
Right.
It's equation of state in the early universe.
Yeah. What are the dynamics that might lead to baryon number and so on?
Well, yeah, that. Okay, it might not
definitely. Not in that case.
We can still combine them later.
Yeah. Let's see. Where and how are the highest energy cosmic rays accelerated?
About the low energy
I've been scooped since 1934.
Trying to pare down the problem. Cotted large-scale structure farm. It's up there.
I think so.
And how do Magnetar candidates work?
For.
I also made up my list before I came here, but it's very little originality in it now.
Well, if I ask you first, you can go ahead.
Okay. The cause or nature of lambda. The nature of the non-baryonic dark matter. How did the supermassive black holes in galaxies could have formed? How do stars and star clusters form? Star clusters, because stars apparently form in clusters always.
Yeah, that was part of my star formation, certainly. So, okay.
And then, of course, how does planetary systems form? The cause of cosmological gamma ray bursts.
Okay, you might consider spoofing that.
And on what chemistry is life elsewhere in the universe based? Is it also based on our DNA?
Even carbon based. Be a bit bolder. Is it even carbon based?
Oh, I'm sure it's carbon-based, but it's okay. I'm sure it's based on the same DNA.
We have to agree. Ed, since you seem to have figured out that life already exists, could you let us in on how you know?
I'm sure it does. The Copernican point of view, we are not in the center of everything, so I'm sure it exists, but I would like to know what kind of amino acids or whatever it's based on. And then, of course, what causes supernova explosions, because we still don't know that. The quantum mechanics of black holes, I think, even though we have the Hawking idea, I'm sure there are very top physicists who do not believe that.
Second black hole.
Is it second black hole? This one there?
Yeah, I think that's one. For example, Feldman in my country does not believe in this Hawking radiation and all that stuff, and he says he may have his own ideas about it. But, and then structure formation also. So it's very little originality.
So who else had a listen to that?
Yeah, mostly overlap.
Okay.
Gamma ray bursts, what's the origin?
Yep.
And caveat to that is T goes to infinity because the number of gamma ray bursts papers can see the number of gamma ray bursts. the ultra high energy cosmic rays, I thought, was really important whether they're ordinary matter or exotic matter.
Okay.
The origin. Determination of cosmological parameters, evolution of the universe, and that sort of dark epoch between the combination and galaxy formation, what's really going on there. The detection, this is in the GR, detection of gravitational radiation, and identifying the sources, which is not really being talked about. They're really exotic.
So what's the gravity waves?
Gravity
waves. Will we detect our gravity? What's the
detection?
GR.
And what will they tell us?
Yeah. Infrared
gravity waves.
Yeah.
One way you could have done a lot of this was to go instead by instruments and say, what the heck is LIGO telling us? What the heck is, there's enough new instruments coming online that there's going to be some data.
Yeah, I refuse to order science by technology.
That's how it proceeds.
It's how it's going to proceed. So whether or not you say it, it's what we're going to do the next 10 years.
No, this isn't 10 years. This is
100%. I'm a little confused. Are these the questions that we expect to have answered in the next whatever, or are these the questions we would like to have answered?
There's no time.
The most important is top 10.
10 most important. It's not well
fun. That's just the most like to have
known. Seize the discussion and define that whole.
Okay, so Matt, the game maker is less.
I'd like conclusive proof of black holes, i.e. non-circumstantial. which may be exotic really because.
Which you are.
We're always inferring. What would be strong field proof? It's included in that.
It's in that.
Wait, it's where? You think
strong field GR?
I think strong field GR.
It belongs in that.
Okay.
Okay. The magnetic fields, the origin of magnetic fields, both in compact objects and the interstellar medium, intergalactic medium.
Okay, got it.
For those real. How many major force fields do we have? I mean, it's a physics question, but it's. What role do they play in the universe? We sort of know of this.
Is that here already?
It's. I don't think so. Not really.
Really?
Not really.
Other force fields.
I think it's exotic.
I think that's.
It's exotic.
It's kind of a parcel thing.
I think that's more or less it.
Anything else as a replication?
Okay. Who else had a list? Chris?
Well, from where you're standing, it's left.
Yeah.
Magnetic fields.
Jackie.
Pretty much one issue, yeah. Let's see. Input from gravity waves. And the next panel, what's dark matter? I had a bunch of sort of linear combination of what is geometry and is gravity right at large scales. I mean, those two are really closely linked, in fact. Why is the baryon symmetry? And to the left, how do galaxies form?
Actually, Bob, are you keeping track of
that? Well, partially, but not
okay. And to the left.
Yeah.
So neutrinos, how do stars die? Well, how do supernovae explode? And I had separately planet and star formation. And do you have solar neutrino problems?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Solar neutrinos.
Okay, I got it. I already got it.
Yeah, okay. I think that's it.
Okay, so let's see. So what I had was galaxies. Dark matter. I had, does land a early universe without it? Darling, that's this guy. Supermassive black holes made. GRBs. Planets. B field. Cosmic rays. And star forage.
You should also add me for GRB, sorry, I think I forgot.
We're double voting now, that's not four now.
I think there's some irregularities.
Okay, so now, I guess the question is there any topics that aren't on here that people feel as if we should add.
I don't know if I'm missing it here, but is there some, because generically, is inflation the explanation for, say, horizon problems and flatness problems?
Did inflation happen?
Some form of it, yeah.
Was there inflation?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I was going to ask a related question, with respect to, oh, I'm sorry, early universe equation of state theory, which didn't have any checks by it. I came in late, so.
This means I got one vote.
But how are we so sure that what's supposed to come out of the early universe is an equation of state? There are lots of other quantities or correlations or entanglements or some damn thing we don't understand yet that can be there that can later have.
You're asking about structure.
Meaning for astronomy as well as particle physics.
Yeah, so you're saying, was the universe really uniform at high redshifts?
I didn't know how to categorize my question. I just thought the equation of state was a little bit too.
Physics.
What physics? What's coming out of there and how exotic could it be? I mean, you can.
Well, really, that's almost the same question as inflation.
It isn't really. No, I mean, you can make deviant models, for example, with a lot of different kinds of neutrinos and coming out of there, correlated and stuff. People write papers on that stuff, but it's not
inflation in there. No, I think it's a stuff.
And it's not the pressure versus the time.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Innovation is right.
I was just going to suggest two other things. One under Exotica is jet formation on all scales.
Can I change this one to jet formation?
Well, it sort of comes under star formation.
There's nothing included.
And sort of synovitaries and all sorts of other things.
Right.
So can I just... Completion, jet, wind, and...
Okay, so jet formation. I'm going to just put it here.
They are only central engine.
Jet formation on all scales?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
The other one I was going to suggest, which might come under just the program, is just how the pulsars emit.
Rich.
Might come under questions you will never know the answer.
Okay.
What does it say?
This is a program. There are a number of things that you could just say, origin of magnetism. And, I would just say the name of the program, origin of spin magnetism.
Oh, this program.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the whole thing. This program, okay.
Short name. Okay, yes, Tom.
Our early universe, reionization. More times, direct observation.
What's the question?
Reionization basically is.
When did it occur?
I think that's very...
Since I've got a question mark here, I'll add it.
Yeah, the galaxies are not doing too well.
Okay. Is there another one, Tom?
No, I was thinking more in terms of direct observation of it, but that's fine.
Yeah. Rob?
I was just going to say, the short gamma ray bursts are especially mysterious since we don't have counterparts for them. So there are two mysteries there on the gamma ray bursts. I don't know what this list is for, but that would be something worth mentioning if you talk about something that might be solved.
So that's in the GRB?
Yeah, it's in the
GRB.
On the reionization, yes. What reionization?
What, when?
So what reionization?
Anything else missing?
Is there an asteroid headed our way?
Yes.
When will the Earth be destroyed?
Good question.
Get extinct.
Right? Yeah, yeah. We know we're going to die.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Big D.
Actually, death is a two signal or something.
Yeah, but not for the person who's dying.
Okay, I'll make another excellent criticism. Why are solar neutrinos more important than the atmospheric neutrinos or accelerated neutrinos or solar neutrinos are telling us nothing about how the sun works, only about how neutrinos work.
I agree.
I think you should just be with the whole southern neutrino thing.
Well, okay, so I don't want to get eliminated. Let's add, though. Let's put it here just so we don't forget it.
Neutrino physics, just take it over, and then that's part of the astrophysicist's portfolio from then on.
It's our few
maps and time to turn around.
I'd rather get the movie budget. Okay. Were we assuming that we've got proof now of supermassive black holes powering quasars? Seems like we...
Yes.
Astronomically speaking, the answer is yes.
Big vote if you want to realize you're in the minority.
Here's what that proof is, but maybe that's another conversation.
High optical to, high mass to optical light ratio in the center of maybe 7 with HST.
So anything else to add? So you're advocating adding, are they really? I might be able to make a case of it. Nothing else? Okay. So now we have to decide which ones we want to be on the list of 10.
Let's go on this floor.
Floors, can we discuss maybe, some of these are a little more general than others, like the formation and evolution of B-fields on all scales.
Yes.
That's a pretty broad question, and some of these are more specific.
Yep.
So I don't know, I mean, some of these, instead of just removing them, they might get merged into another thing. So,
sure.
I just want to make sure we...
There's two ways we can start with, say, 5 that everybody clearly has. There's some here which recur frequently enough that they're going to be done with, right?
Cool. just do it democratically and do by vote, but then at the end.
So I want to do, yes, I want to box a few. Can I box a few? Are people comfortable that we don't really need to discuss?
And shout out.
And so here, I think what we're referring to is what the astronomers would call cold dark matter.
Well,
not necessarily.
I can do a month in that.
Okay.
It's a little broad.
Well,
I'm certain that question existed before the supernova type 1A observation.
Absolutely, yes.
And so I think that we have to cleave the two.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, and okay. Distinguish lambda or quintessence.
Yeah, this is not lambda. This is not lambda. This is not lambda.
Maybe this is both galactic and then clusters.
Exactly.
Maybe my
yeah. This is the classic dark matter problem, is what I'm presuming, right?
It includes baryonic dark matter, etc.
Yeah. You know, wind detection, all this shit. Okay. So that one everybody agrees.
Okay.
GRBs, I think, is obvious, right? What is GRB? What powers GRB? Is that better said? What powers GRB, or what's the ultimate energy source?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my question. There's a difference between questions that could answer them. 10 years and
takes
it off
to the end. I would challenge that. I mean, the ultimate energy source of the gamma ray burst is now, and it's gravity. I mean,
why?
Right? No matter what you assume, it's gravity.
It should be what is.
What,
What is the mechanism?
What?
What objects?
Really? I don't know that you can.
Are supernovae powered by gravity? Is the sun powered by gravity?
Yes.
The sun isn't, no, not currently. But supernovae are, yes.
Yeah, supernovae are.
At least type 2 supernovae.
Type 2.
Okay. But I think at least there's consensus that it's it belongs on the TAM list.
How gravity then redirects it?
What's the next? What's another one? This one, obviously, geometry, right?
You might connect that up with gravity at large scales.
Yeah. So is it?
I think that is.
Is that, like, what is the expansion history of the universe or something like that?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Is it a pencil like what is AFT?
I think the various part of that is what causes it. I would say that gravity right at large scales is definitely part of that.
It's essentially the same question. Well, it might be the same question.
So there's three that got a lot. Is that, am I missing something? That got a lot? Those are the three that got, that were most recurring, right? For those who came in uncontaminated by the previous.
So three of them got three votes, right?
I would say that the star from X under 3.4.
Yeah. So we're down to the ones that have
three checks.
Three. Is this how does supermassive black holes form?
I would actually link those
and
two.
Can I add in their impact on galaxies?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a question? If I look at black holes, it's certainly.
How do they impact that?
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Okay. But I think we agree that these are clearly prevalent, and this relation is uncertain. Actually, those of you who are around for the galaxy formation program might remember that this connection was always not discussed.
But that was a reflection of the participants in that.
No, yeah, of course. There's four. What's another highlight?
Planet star formation is three.
Okay, planet. Are these separate or not?
They're
separate. I think so.
What's that one on the bottom?
If we had to vote for what's the most important question. So let me just take a poll. This is kind of fun. Planetary formation, this is formation of terrestrial and Jupiter-like planets, I presume. Wait, Brian has a question?
No, I'm
voting for it. Oh, sorry. wait till the motion's on the floor. And the other being formation of stars like the sun. Okay, so.
And you're forcing us to make a choice.
Wait. Big stars. Plus clusters, plus binaries, I mean everything.
Stars. Clusters. All these stars. Things.
Clusters. Open clusters.
Definitely binaries.
Open and globular. If a star burst galaxy, you could see all these massive globular.
globular. But that's okay.
It's a binary problem.
Why don't you say finance?
Okay, so I think also when is the first star? If we run this to
the IMF, should be in there, and does it change?
Like all, it's all the same question.
Well, yeah, the question is how the star is formed.
Yeah. And you should think of it broadly. Not just how does a star like the sun form? It's rather an interesting.
But, I mean, if you know that much about how the star forms, don't you also gain a lot of information on how the planets?
Yeah, I think that's more important. But
I think I'm gonna retreat from my.
No, I've seen planets from actually some good influence.
Yeah, so I'll leave them as two separate. I'm not gonna get them. Are people happy with the formation and evolution of magnetic field for stars, galaxies?
I think that's too broad.
It's too broad.
Shouldn't it be a well-defined question? Are we interested in how the dynamo?
Well, maybe dynamo in general, because it's sort of more as a process.
It's not only dynamos, it's the battery too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of both? Okay, so I mean, this is everything intergalactic, right? Okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 5. Doing well.
You haven't boxed stars and clusters.
I know. I gotta say, I retreat.
I think you erased some of the checks for the neutrino physics. I don't know if those.
Yeah, they're 3 years. Sorry. Okay, very good.
Another three is how the stars die.
How the stars die. That's three. Okay. So let's talk about how the stars die. What, the question here is what?
Who put this on?
Well, I can start, I guess. Yeah, okay. Include vice versa neutral stars and all that.
Are you boxing that?
No, I'm separating it. Sorry. Oh, okay. I want to add what I need to, so I understand. So how the stars die. So this is.
For me, it's GRBs and all types of supernovae.
Neutron stars and black holes and
all supernovae, including ones and Bs.
That's not a question so much as how stars die as how compact objects are formed.
Well, one is
as it's being unstone. You're describing it here. So you need. I think you should decide whether you're talking about the death of the stars, and so you're talking about what do stars end up as, or how did these compact.
I thought specifically of the explosions.
Yeah, okay. Because type 1A is there might be no remnant at all.
So compact remnant.
So really, it's how the stars die. So all supernovae, including 1A.
It's really how most stars explode, I think.
Is it that or is it?
HB stars die too. They leave it like work. There's no real puzzle there. Right. Nothing.
Yeah, but there might be some dead stars too.
So is it just supernova explosions? Why don't you just say, what are supernova explosions?
I had GRBs in there. Oh, because part of them are probably lead to GRBs. So.
That would require an argument.
See, it's kind of interesting. There's only a few that people agree on. I haven't found one yet. How about highest energy cosmic ray? There's consensus on that, even though it has two checks.
Well, what I'm worried about, there are three topics in the left-hand column that I think deserve to be in the top ten. And
okay.
And so we're already going to get up to eight if those three are included. That's if I had my choice.
This is Florida.
So let's go back to this column. So Planet formation, people are happy with that?
And stars.
Stars will come in addition to planet formation.
How the stars form.
And I would like to advocate that the question between those two.
So I am learning that it cannot be addressed without the observations from observation.
Right.
You just got to have the observations. It's an astronomical.
No, it's not an astronomical problem because we know that the astronomical situations are going to be there. That's not the problem. The problem is biological. So as a problem, it doesn't exist.
Except that it cannot be.
Who's going to find it?
But this is the problem. It's not a problem.
Let's put that question with planet formation.
Yeah, because that's what the astronomers will be doing.
That's the astronomy.
Finding the conditions.
Okay.
So then it's astronomy. That's the astronomy.
So that means, Ed, we're going to lose your how do they breathe.
Yeah, but that's.
I disagree with that.
I think it's a very important question. Here we have only those four amino acids, everything. But by some random thing, it could have been something.
Yeah, but it's a biological question. Or a chemical, if you want. It's not an astronomical question.
Well, I call a biologist here. In on our Earth, is the guy who worked with those four we have here. But
no, they're xenobiologists.
Martin, I would also argue that you're being too biased towards what you think life is.
I'm going to start racing things. Have not been approached at all observationally. And
we know the answer to this is yes.
Is that equivalent to saying, well, there will be great breakthroughs that we haven't even thought of yet?
Which
is
fair.
The answer is yes.
It's the unknown question. Is there anything left that's unknown? I think it's a fair question. I think it's an interesting one.
And I think it's
So what's going to be said is that the answer, we are all assuming that the answer is yes, and therefore it's not going to be fired, but we're still assuming that.
Does anyone here object to the question of that?
So I'm going to put over here a category called unknowns, which are rare events, Bob's saying, plus the next KT, the next.
Okay, and then I would vote for adding the intelligent life to that.
It's not a problem. It's given this laundry list of things that would make the New York Times, but.
It's a big problem because it's central to our own conception of ourselves.
I agree. No, I'm not saying it's a non-issue. Not at all.
It's the problem that human civilization cares about most on this list.
Oh yeah, but it's not an astronomical
problem. Well, they view it as an astronomical problem.
Can I ask if we can combine, is this the same as gravity waves?
No. The interaction.
We've got relativists in the crowd. So this is GR right on in strong field.
Gravity waves may help your answer.
Can we combine it in order to use them all?
It's what happens in the strong interaction in the strong field limit. It included those two elements.
That's a top.
Can we keep GR right on all of the GR questions in one?
So people want to have something with gravity in.
So it's sort of a generic gravity question, which includes gravity waves, strong fields, everything. Is our conception of gravity as it stands now correct?
And that includes strong dynamical space-time curvature events, which are the sources of gravity. So it does include them.
Monk is for the large scale part.
Yeah, but it's just basic generic question about GR. Okay, so. This is the question of the current understanding of GR. What's in the books? Is it right?
Strong fields,
right? Strong fields in curved space.
Strong
fields in curved space is part of that.
Yeah, I guess it could be weak fields of large systems, it breaks down. So.
Okay, then because then you can remove one again. That's true.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay.
Take out other universes since no one voted it except me.
No, but we do need some.
It's a very interesting question.
The other universe, I think, is actually, I don't know if it's an astronomical question.
No, I think we do need the was there a beginning and before is an incredibly important.
How many people here think that the Gamma Ray Burst Galaxy formation is more interesting than was there a beginning of time?
Yeah.
I'm a strong believer.
But it can be.
Is that
what observation could you do on what was before time?
Well, I mean, I think that's a lot of your work.
Is inflation in that? Where are you inflation in all this? Like the Lugin where inflation operates, is that?
Well, so inflation. So we've got two here that you could claim big. Well,
so I mean, if we incorporate inflation into was there a beginning and sort of all the very early universe left, which
it's potentially coupled.
Can I ask this question? Let me go to one that came up late, which is how do jets form?
Sounds too special.
There's no.
It's not that special.
It
happens on all scales.
Yeah, I agree. It's a hard one.
I'm not hearing raves.
Some of these questions are linked, though, in the sense of jet formation has to be understood to answer some of the questions we have boxed.
Yes.
So, and like magnetic fields are probably going to figure in very strongly with formation of stars. So some of these questions need to be answered before the other ones can.
Can I erase this one?
I think that and our program are related.
Our program, they are related. Well, there's how the pulsars
emit, that's
also
related.
Well, why aren't you rather than erase it at end or high T? Because then we have to get a universe physics in there too.
Well, this is then a generic equation of state question.
Yeah.
It's highest energy cosmic rays I talked about already. I think we've got the consensus actually.
What about this cosmic rays full stop?
Huh?
Cosmic rays full stop.
Well, you've only got 8 questions, Bob.
You could give Lambda back to David Gross. He took it already, you know. What is geometry? He took that. That's one of his.
He took that. Yeah.
You could put the coin for it, I suppose. But if you mean measuring it, then that's another thing.
He took Lambda.
But he took this one,
John.
Yeah, this is actually also a pretty fundamental one.
But why does he have 9? Because shouldn't you encase also the supernova?
No, we didn't. I don't think we solved it. Okay, so let me put squigglies around those, and I think out of sheer desperation to finish, we'll. Let me put squigglies around ones that there's lukewarm support for.
Yeah, why don't you add it to how this matter behaves at high density?
Well, hang on. So I think the ones. What else would somebody like me to put a squiggly line on? This means that they're in purgatory. We'll vote on.
Are we alone?
You should probably do the are we alone as well, since we argued enough.
So that's part of
combining that.
Hang on a second. So I'm going to go through neutrino physics. Sorry. So let me write this one out explicitly. What do we mean here? What do we really mean? What's the question?
Oh, I just said it was neutrino physics. That's what I said it was.
What's the question?
Not about solar physics,
I guess. Supernova and the sun actually two rays.
Definitely.
So that's the question. That's the actual question. Ray says no. What do you say?
I think it's all physics questions actually.
So then it's.
You're not going to unify things by the fact that there are neutrinos involved in them, and the rest of the equations are physics questions. So the neutrino questions come up
object by object, and they're distributed among all those things that you have there already.
So it's not, that's not a rig.
Okay.
this one doesn't get jet formation on all scales. Is that getting squiggly for possible rescue or not?
It's subjective. I mean, how can you?
So David took that one too.
How does a black hole work?
No.
Jet formation?
I think you should raise it.
Okay.
Then,
when, how does realization occur?
Jet formation.
Well, that's a major hole in the hole.
I think that's linked to the top thing that's already exactly. boxed.
Okay. When did realization occur?
Okay, so now we got to sort out briefly. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 cosmological questions still sitting here, some of which we haven't talked about. So large, how does large scale structure top, bottom, bottom, top? Is this really not resolved? Because my mind is
resolved. We can understand dark matter is resolved.
Yeah. Oh, this was not. Okay. Asymmetry in matter.
We could combine all these three at the bottom into a more general one on phase transition dynamics in the early universe because we have high T behavior over here now.
So you'd like to throw these three into. Does a phase transition play a role? So you want to say, does phase transition. Does a phase transition.
Relevance of phase transition dynamics in the early universe. That includes inflation.
So do phase transitions play any role? Right? Phase transitions play any role in the early universe? Well, by role,
I think we know they do.
Right. So by role, I mean here, any role in structure, any role in gravity wave, stochastic gravity waves, seed phase,
Baryogenesis,
right? Inflation baryogenesis. Okay. This is a squiggly. I'm not going to erase that. Okay, this one I think we're getting rid of the realization seems to mind. Jets, people want to get rid of jets?
Yeah.
Streams? New forces I think is a physics question. We might end up answering it.
Doesn't that go in the unknown category you have over there, the rare events you have?
Oh, we can put new forces. Yeah, I can list these off, but people put it. Okay, so.
How many do we have now?
Was there a beginning of before other universes?
I think the time singularity is a real problem. I'd kind of like to know how that's going to be resolved. If anyone has an explanation, they can tell me now.
Well, you know, if you subsume it to just more generally early universe physics. From t equals minus 1 to t equals plus 1 seconds.
You should say t equals I to t equals plus 1.
Yeah, excuse me.
Always being biased there.
Why is it only one time, right? It's an interesting one.
Why is it real?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13. Okay, that leaves me enough discretion.
Oh, Mars, you can consolidate two of them very easily. Instead of two phase transitions, that's just phase transitions, and it includes the behavior of matter at rho greater than rho nuclear and high T.
Yeah.
It just includes that, because that's all really phase. It's phase transitions and what you need to do to find out about them.
No, that one's so big you have to keep it.
Okay, so I'm hearing that I should combine those two and put a solid box, is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
It's not do, it's the role of phase transition.
Yeah.
They got a role.
Okay, so then we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, nine solid boxes. And who's left in squigglies? How the stars explode? This just got left off. I don't think a lot of pulsars emit cycle maybe. Sorry.
So I don't think any of these squigglies are deserving.
They would be combined together.
I don't think any of the remaining squigglies are deserving.
can we merge the stars exploding and the GRBs?
What if you sort of have
exploding stars? How I
have it. Well, I
can make a distinction there, but not a distinction in different types of stars.
Congress operates. Larson's stars. These are astrophysical questions. I don't see why the top 10 couldn't be 13.
I think we're done. You have enough food. Yes, I have enough food. Thank you.